And welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Sunset Zoo is our featured guest here next, and we got Melissa Kirkwood on the phone with us this morning. Melissa is the Marketing and Development Officer for the zoo. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to talk once again. I understand you had a nice weekend away for a couple days.
Yeah, it's nice to get away for a little bit, but getting back into the swing of everything is good, too.
Absolutely. And, boy, the zoo has had some good news to report lately. There were some new babies that were announced recently.
Yes, we've had a couple of new babies. We have had a baby gibbon, baby Netta, and then we've also had a baby flamingo. So Ringo, our little baby flamingo. So it's nice that we've been able to have a new life here at the zoo and just being able to share that with the community and everybody visiting the zoo. And if you've been at the zoo, you've probably seen our babies, but if you haven't, we encourage you to come take a look. And just wanted to share a little bit more about our babies. And with certain species, we wait a little bit to announce those babies to ensure that they're healthy, that they've bonded well with their family, and to take that small measure to make sure everything's good. So we're just really happy to make those announcements, and our babies are thriving, and we encourage people to come take a visit and see our new babies.
All right, so they are on display then.
They are. So our baby gibbon, Netta, is just a little bit, almost a little over 2 months old. That seems a little old for a baby, but we just, again, wanted to ensure her safety and her health. She is on what we call a species survival plan with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and she's on that survival plan due to being an endangered species with the white-handed gibbon. So she's doing really well. This is actually the second baby that we've had here at Sunset Zoo with the white-handed gibbon. And the other baby, some may remember, is Tucker. He is now a little over 2 years old, and he is actually helping with the child rearing of baby Netta. So you'll see a lot of interaction with mom, dad, Tucker, and the baby. Species really interacts and works very well as a family, and that is actually what it's called, as a family of gibbons. And the older child usually does help with the child rearing. So you'll see that a little bit if you come take a visit and have a chance to see baby Netta. And then flamingos. Flamingos are a little different. They, fortunately, right now, are Caribbean flamingos. They are not on the endangered list right now, but they also interact as a family. The whole flock is very aware of our new baby Ringo, but it's more of a mom-dad kind of interaction. And you'll notice, if you've never seen a baby flamingo, they are not born and have that pink color to them. Baby Ringo is gray right now. And throughout the year, as he or she grows, that coloring will change through diet.
All right. And you say he or she because at this point you can't really identify that. Is that correct?
Right. Actually, both with baby Netta and baby Ringo, we wait up to almost a year, between 9 months and a year, to do a full physical with our veterinarians and our vet hospital to just ensure that the bonding with the parents is good and that we're not putting the baby at a threat by trying to do that physical right away. So we usually wait for that sex determination of both of our babies right now. But right now we also are just working with our veterinarians and our keepers keep a very close eye on each baby's health and how they're doing.
All right. Well, I always think it's fun to see the babies because it's really neat to see that interaction between the mama and the baby. And just kind of see how that relates to humans, you know?
It really is, and you will see that bonding happen and how that does sort of relate back to humans as well, especially in the primate species. You will see that a lot. And I think it's great also for anyone visiting the zoo to have that chance to see something different, and also for our younger, for the children visiting to see, oh, there's a little child or a little baby as well. So it's very exciting to watch visitors interact with our babies and our families here at the zoo.
All right, so certainly some good reasons to come out to the zoo, and I know there's some other reasons as well. And you know, COVID has slowed things down for a lot of places, but as I understand, you have your gift shop open now and some other activities.
Yeah, we do. So it's been really enlightening and a great opportunity to have the zoo open since COVID happened. For those who aren't aware, you know, we opened about mid-June and we had a staggered start to our opening. We did intensive operational hours to ensure that we were not overcrowding or anything. And as the summer has progressed, we've learned, and we now are open 9:30 to 3 each day, open 7 days a week now. And we are following COVID health practices and taking precautionary measures to ensure health and safety of all our visitors. We still clean and sanitize 3 times a day daily. And then we also are under the mask ordinance with the city of Manhattan. So we do require masks at the zoo. However, we are an outdoor park, so if you can maintain 6 foot of distance between you and your and the next group, you do not have to have your mask on you the entire time. But if you are going in any indoor location in the zoo, if you are going, for instance, into our gift shop that is now open, we do require that mask. And if you do not have a mask, we are providing them free at our gift shop. So all you need to do is ask for a mask, and we do highly encourage it. We also know that it's 100 degrees out, and so, you know, we are just encouraging that practice to keep everyone healthy and safe. And our some new things that, other than our hours being open 9:30 to 3 every day, our gift shop is now open, and that is great for visitors who come, and they had been wanting that gift shop to be open for a long time, so now we're happy to be able to offer that. And then some other amenities that are now open, and we are practicing good health safety standards with these items too. We can rent a wagon or a stroller. You don't have to bring your own, and we sanitize each wagon and stroller with each rental. So just letting people know that we are trying to offer as many amenities as we can, but also stay safe and continue those health safety practices.
All right. Yeah, always important, definitely, and especially right now. You have some special events you're working on right now as well?
We do. There are some special events we've had to postpone for the year, much like everyone else that is going through this challenge of COVID-19. Wine in the Wild, which traditionally happens at the beginning of summer, we did have to postpone. But however, Brew at the Zoo, which traditionally happens at the end of August here at Sunset Zoo, we are still planning on having. However, we are moving the date to Brew at the Zoo to October 17th. So it will really be more of an Oktoberfest kind of feel. But we are working with our friends of Sunset Zoo, our board of directors, and those on the committee for that event to safely plan this event. We are also working with other zoos across the country who do other brew type of events, and they have already done their brew events, and just talking with them about how they've orchestrated their event to be the best, safest event possible. So we are planning on having that October 17th. Stay tuned to sunsetzoo.com for more details on that. We will make an announcement of when we will begin ticket sales, and then also a listing of all of the different precautionary measures we will be taking to ensure the safety of everyone.
All right. Hopefully that's far enough out that, you know, that won't have to get moved again. Hopefully that's something we can have.
Yeah, that is our hope. And also, you know, with that, just kind of keep that in mind. We're hoping that that is far enough out that we will be able to host that event on October 17th. However, we keep tabs on how everything is going on in the community overall. So we may need to shift that. We may need to change that. But for now, we are hoping that that is a go for us. But just like everything else, we will be following the appropriate measures. We'll be applying for an event through the Riley County Health Department, and we will be talking with them before we begin our extensive planning on the event as well. So we're kind of being flexible, but we are really under good hopes that we'll be able to have that event this year.
All right. 9:47 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to take a break. We'll come back more with Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo after this on KMAN.